everybody. Welcome to JSA TV and JSA Podcast, the newsroom for telecom and data center professionals. I'm Jamie Scott-Okataya, CEO of JSA, coming to you from Data Cloud Global Congress 2021. Joining me today is my good friend, David Fox. He's the Director of Business Development for American Tower. David, welcome to JSA TV.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you.
We are so honored. And first off, let me just start by congratulating American Tower. You guys have been shortlisted for Data Cloud Global Awards 2021 for Excellence in Data Center Americas, which is very exciting. Tell us more about American Tower's Metro Data Center in Atlanta and why you feel you were nominated.
Well, first, thank you for, you know, the nomination. And we're really excited about being nominated. The Atlanta Metro Data Center is a world-class facility, and it offers interconnection solutions to domestic and global carriers and enterprises. It's located, as you said, in Atlanta. It's one of the fastest growing data center markets in the country. And I think, though, you know, we really pride ourselves on offering cost-effective solutions, such as how we run cross connects within our facility. And we're really, really focused on unrivaled customer service and providing remote hand services where we can during business hours, new customer portal that allows customers to get in there and track all their trouble tickets and request remote hand services. So we're really, really involved in where it is today and how well it's run and what it looks like today and how we can improve it in the future. We serve this market as it's very competitive, but we want people to know that, you know, they can count on us for consistent uptime and that customer service. And we're always looking for ways to improve.
Yeah. And your story, your timeline is really amazing. Back in 2019, that's when you really officially, American Tower made its foray into data centers with, of course, this Metro Data Center in Atlanta. And now, and then in 2020, you announced it, your expansion into edge computing with 6 edge data center locations. Tell us more about this timeline.
Yeah, so we were really excited to be able to enter the market and learn the market. That was the purpose of purchasing Metro ATL at the regional level, was to learn how that business operates. And how would it integrate into our business models with the overall vision of, us looking at how do we utilize our other real estate to continue to expand. And just within Metro ATL, we've been expanding. We recently acquired the 16th floor from CyberWorks, which is a privately held Atlanta-based technology company, as well as the second floor, which was formerly Peerless. And we've taken the facility up to, quickly, just over the past couple of years, we've taken this facility from what we originally purchased at 2 floors and 2 megawatts to 4 floors and 6 megawatts. We have meet-me areas and ability to cross-connect to 30, 40 different types of carriers. And we're looking at other expansion and renovations. We're looking at how we improve logistics into the building. We're looking at how we improve storage and parking within the facility. And, it's been a quick timeline. But it was a very purpose timeline to get in, understand the business, and look how we expand out to the edge.
4 floors, 6 megawatts, meet-me areas, all the great stuff. Why this expansion? What's driving this expansion?
It's Atlanta. It's really Atlanta. It's growing very fast. There's a lot of demand that we're seeing in the marketplace. And so we want to be able to offer that type of high density racks that the industry is moving to. You really need to be able to provide the cooling, provide the power inside a footprint that meets the new equipment that's entering into the marketplace. And we want to be ready for those customers, not only our existing customers that are looking to upgrade their equipment, but new customers that are coming into the marketplace that are seeing Atlanta as a valuable place and to co-locate outside of the other traditional major markets.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So you guys had a blockbuster 2019. You kept it going even through the pandemic 2020. Tell us what's in store for 2021.
Well, again, you know, it's really looking at our edge sites. You know, we built 6 edge facilities at our tower sites through the pandemic also. And we're looking at expanding that. You know, we have a huge distributed real estate portfolio across the United States that allows for this, what we call far edge compute, hyper small 9 rack facilities. And we're going to continue to look at that and how we create a complete ecosystem at the far edge to service the ever-changing environment of workloads that need to be done further out, closer to where people are, and looking at 5G and how those things are going to change. We want to be ready for when those new applications come to market, and we want to be ready to host those. So our focus is developing the product, developing the ecosystem, continuing the expansion of the edge facilities, and listen to our customers of what they want and what's going to help them so we can integrate it into the product offering.
Well, David, I love that. The complete ecosystem at the far edge and 5G ready. I just love that. So where can our viewers go to learn more?
You know, you can go to americantower.com go to data centers, go to solutions and go to data centers and click on that. And please feel free to reach out to me directly if you'd like to learn more. Again, the most important people to us is the customer and learning your use cases. So we're ready for you when you're ready to come to market.
Thank you so much, David. We love that. And again, David Fox, guys, for all of you at the Data Cloud Global Congress 2021 and all of our listeners out there, we welcome you to check out americantower.com solutions data centers. Thank you for your time here, David. And thank you, viewers, for tuning in to JSA TV and JSA podcasts. Happy networking.
Thank you.